cruel, inhumane, and unacceptable is the title of California's fifth report reviewing conditions inside immigration detention facilities across the state.
Conditions are getting worse, not better, and they were already substandard.
That was Attorney General Rob Bonta, who released the 175-page report Friday morning. According to the document, California investigators found that the rapid expansion of immigration detention tied to the federal government's mass deportation agenda has overwhelmed facilities across the state, leading to worsening medical care, overcrowding, deteriorating living conditions, and a record number of deaths.
We're seeing all sorts of unacceptable, cruel, and inhumane conditions as a result.
Bonta said his team conducted reviews of all seven detention facilities currently operating in California. All are located in the southern portion of the state, and all are operated by for-profit private detention contractors, including the Geo Group, Core Civic, and MTC, Management and Training Corporation.
We have Adelanto Ice Processing Center and Desert View Annex in San Bernardino County, Imperial Regional Detention Facility in Imperial County, Otay Mesa Detention Center in San Diego County, Golden State Annex and Mesa Verde Ice Processing Center in Kern County, and the California City Detention Facility in Kern County that opened just last summer, 2025.
Under the Trump administration, Bonta says California's detained immigrant population surged by roughly 162%.
That's an alarming increase.
For the report, Bonta said a team of lawyers, researchers, and medical experts interviewed 194 people currently being held inside detention facilities across California.
And the facts that we found were shocking.
According to the report, detainees across multiple facilities describe undercooked food, lack of clean drinking water, poor sanitation, overcrowding, strip searches, excessive use of force, and what investigators identified as one of the most serious concerns, delayed or inadequate medical care.
In interviews, detainees reported that they were not consistently able to access requested medical appointments or receive necessary and timely medical treatment, sometimes even for emergency care.
Investigators say they see a correlation between the lack of care and another historic high, the rising number of deaths in ICE custody.
There were 6 deaths between September 2025 and March 2026. 4 at the Adelanto ICE Processing Center and 2 at the Imperial Regional Detention Center.
In 2024, that number was 0. And while those deaths reflect tragedies unfolding here in California, they are also part of a growing number of deaths in custody nationwide. According to the Journal of the American Medical Association, the current death rate in ICE custody is estimated to be 7 times higher than it was just 2 years ago, with 48 total deaths reported since Trump took office, including 18 in 2026 alone.
It's the highest number since DOJ started its inspections in 2017. Again, 4 in Adelanto, 2 in Imperial.
Michelle Arkin with the group No Concentration Camps California says the recent death of a 56-year-old Haitian immigrant, Emmanuel Damas, highlights what advocates describe as severe failures in medical care inside facilities. According to his family, Damas died after repeatedly complaining about a toothache.
No man should ever die because of an infected tooth, but they let him. When you can see that there's infection, that's something that can escalate, something that shouldn't escalate to be something that's lethal or should take his life. But where are the people that should be providing this kind of oversight? Why aren't they doing their jobs? Why is that being allowed to happen in these detention centers? Because they're privately owned and because they fall under federal law. And so the states can do nothing. So we can do nothing. That can't be right. That can't be right. But it's what's happening.
California Attorney General appears to agree, saying it was concerns like these that led the California legislature to pass Assembly Bill 103, requiring the Department of Justice to review and publicly report on conditions inside immigration detention facilities operating in the state.
they shouldn't need us to tell them what's happening inside the facilities, that they've contracted billions of dollars or hundreds of millions of dollars to do this work. And I shouldn't have to walk it up to the head of DHS and tell him personally to inform him what's happening across the country.
Last week, CBS immigration reporter Camilo Montaña Galvez pressed Border Czar Tom Homan on the issue.
A better question would be, why is ICE deaths in custody far below any state prison, any federal prison? Why do we have the lowest death in custody of any state prison system or the federal incarceration system? Our deaths in custody are lower than everybody's. That's the first question you should be asking. The second question is, why is there an increase in deaths in custody? Because those in detention is more than doubled, so we're dealing with twice the population.
In California's latest investigation, it notes that while the detained population has sharply increased, staffing levels have failed to keep pace.
Let's be clear. The metrics that we use to evaluate these centers are ICE's own self-imposed detention standards, and they continue to fail to meet their own standards. They fail to meet their own tests and comply with their own requirements.
Since AB 103 took effect, DOJ has published 4 other reports on conditions in immigration detention facilities in California. However, the Attorney General characterized their latest report as the most stark. For KPFA News, I'm Lauren Schmidt.